Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So the headline reads, Duty, Honor, Outrage. Change to West Point's mission statement sparks controversy. That's right, folks. Duty, Honor, Country has been the motto of the West Point Military Academy all the way back since 1898. They're not changing their motto, but their mission statement evidently is being changed, shall we say. This is the one that the students have to memorize, or the members there have to memorize. So I guess it's not going to be Duty, Honor, Country on that any longer. And, yes, that is sparking a lot of outrage. Folks, welcome to the program this morning, Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. We have an awful lot more to talk about as we race into hour number three of the broadcast. We hope that you've had a great week. We hope that you've got some great plans here for Friday. And we're right here with you. And we've also got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience joining us once again. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to ask Denise a question or have a comment. And in the meantime, you can always head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send in a question or comment via direct message as well. So once again, let's welcome back Denise Simon. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about Schumer right before we went to the top of the hour. But again, to essentially undermine the Israeli government at a time when, I mean, this is crucial. I don't know how much more serious this can really be. You know, he's determined to go into Rafah. We understand that they're going to try to move some of these Palestinians out to a different area or something prior to this, but you know, Hamas just must be, they, you know, they must still be laughing about a lot of it. You think it's like, you know, look at these Israelis and the Americans and other people trying to bend over backwards to make sure that they don't make it too tough on us.
Well, remember, I think there was a leak last week about people, the Israelis themselves, trying to oust Netanyahu. So there's a movement in the Democratic wing that is out to get him, for sure. I've never heard Schumer mention anything about Qatar and the role that they're playing and the role that they're not playing in all things Hamas and Gaza and Iran. So maybe he's got Qatar money. So it's too hard to tell, but I'll tell you, there's an awful lot of people that are very upset, even asking him to step down, bail out, you're out of here. So
and that's serious. See, and that's where, you know, the traditional, for lack of a better term, you know, view would come into play. I mean, just even, I mean, we're supposed to be Israel's friend, for goodness sakes.
Well, and he's a Jew.
Right. Yeah, but the whole point is that, you know, Hamas wants to kill all the Jews. I mean, where does Schumer, maybe he just doesn't process this.
He processes, you know, he gets the briefings. So, I mean, he knows.
Well, it is absolutely, you know, it's like, you know, you can't make this up. And, but I think that it just is a real travesty that, if we're not going to, either we're going to support Israel and Hamas, I mean, to the extent that Hamas can be eradicated. But, you know, Denise, you touched on something that's also so very important. It's not just about going into Rafah, but it's about where these Hamas leaders have safe haven in places like Qatar.
Well, yeah. Precisely. So if I were Israel right about now, I would send a letter to Schumer that says, you will never be granted a visa to come to the country. You're finished.
Yeah, I don't think that that's an overreaction.
I don't either.
Yeah, because it is definitely, I mean, you have to send messages. I mean, there are literally lines being drawn here. Hamas, given the a little bit of a chance to reconstitute, you know, because they still have a pipeline. They still have a pipeline to Iran. You know, it's not like they'll just get some more guys.
The fascinating thing is that they were supposed to renew the sanctions. The Biden administration was supposed to renew the sanctions on Iran, and they didn't. So now they have access to the $10 billion. So did Schumer say anything about that? No. It's really, whatever this administration is doing, Schumer's in absolutely in lockstep with it all. But he didn't call, all this time, he didn't call for regime change in any other country. Did he call for it in Russia? No. In Iran? No. North Korea? No.
Right, right. And then he said, we have to have a two-state solution. So, you know, he still doesn't get that, that's also kind of a moot point at this point as well. That's not the solution.
Well, and it never will be. If whatever Israel gives up, you know, the Palestinians are not going to agree with it. It's not. Why? Because it solves a problem, and they don't want to solve a problem because there's money in maintaining a problem.
Indeed. And that's kind of the sad fact in it, isn't it? There's money there. I mean, you know, for let's say that we had $10 billion. You could probably do a lot of damage to groups like Hamas and these other terror groups. I mean, you could clean house with $10 billion. But imagine what that money does in the hands of the terrorists. I mean, it's an ongoing thing that unless you are very, very stalwart and you're very resolute and you actually take the steps necessary, you're always going to have this problem to a greater degree than you would if you didn't.
Well, you know, and allegedly here recently that the United States, I guess through Switzerland, held talks with Iran over the attacks in the Red Sea.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're going to head out to the break here real quick. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Friday edition continues.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So when we say we're rocking through the Friday edition, we're serious. We are serious about that. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. Overnight in America. And we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 is the number. And, of course, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. So if you want to call in, that sounds good to us. And if you're holding on, please continue to hold, and we'll have our open phone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message in the meantime. But, of course, Denise Simon is with us again. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
You know what? We've been talking about TikTok because of how the House had voted. What do you make of Steve Mnuchin saying he's going to put together a group to try to buy TikTok? I mean, it could be upwards of $100 million, evidently. Is this something that, in other words, do you think it really will get separated from ByteDance? Or do you think this is going to go the distance and have an actual ban?
Well, with Mnuchin and whoever he's mobilizing to buy TikTok would necessarily make ByteDance an offer they couldn't refuse, perhaps, but on paper. But I doubt that China wants to give up. The Chinese Communist Party wants to give up any kind of control of that. So the way I see this is it's going to end up not being separated from ByteDance, and it's going to end up being a platform that will be eliminated from the United States.
Very interesting. Of course, I mean, there are all kinds of ways that people get around blocks like that. China has, I guess, what they call the Great Firewall, for one thing. things that can't get in. But I'm wondering if that's something people can get around if they have a VPN or something like that. I mean, there's always some way
to do it. They would have to use a VPN. People in the United States would have to use a VPN to access TikTok if it goes away.
Exactly. And then, so sort of what kind of goes hand in hand with this is that James Comer evidently has said that the House Oversight Committee wants to launch a government-wide probe into the CCP's ongoing attempt to, quote, target, influence, and infiltrate every sector and community in the United States, unquote. You know, where is this going, do you think?
Well, that's a Herculean task, and I'm happy that he's doing it. But, you know, Congressman Mike Gallagher, has a committee. I'm not sure what I've never read its mission charter of that committee, but they've been doing some very good work. But what Comer is actually saying is that as a result of Peter Schweitzer's book and the investigations that Schweitzer did for his book has said that the Chinese Communist Party is much more, it's like a worm. It's in every part of our society. And it's really kind of setting the table, I would say, right now for the elections, our U.S. elections coming up in November, and whose side these candidates are going to be on, these nominees are going to be on.
Well, yeah, exactly. And certainly, you know, it's almost like, you know, some would say, well, it's a boogeyman, you know, or something like that. But at the same time, there's an insidious thing that's happening. You know, we've had callers even here on this program talking about, you know, these so-called Chinese police stations that exist here in the United States. We haven't heard too much also about some of these labs, evidently, that have been discovered in recent times, where there was all kinds of, you know, a bio-warfare, I don't want to say bio-warfare, but biological, you know, scary stuff.
Well, you know, there's a Thousand Talents program. There's the Confucius Institutes that are still out there, by the way, and they're not just at the college level, ladies and gentlemen, the Confucius Institutes. They're in the public school systems all the way down to elementary school. so you don't hear anything from the teachers union about that. Interesting enough. But the bigger thing is the program called Elite Capture. And Elite Capture is where China has these front operations that go and recruit, ingratiate themselves to our elites, our own oligarchs, if you will. They don't have to be an oligarch specifically, but people like a Chuck Schumer and corporations to ingratiate the Chinese Communist Party into, you know, their own infrastructure, their corporate infrastructure. You know, let's not forget how much land China is buying here in the United States, which would argue is outrageous. And there's another operation called United Front. Well, I'm putting these out there so the listeners can go look these things up themselves. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily have to lead them. I'm just going to giving them some cheat sheets to go see what China has done to the United States and is doing to the United States. It is often forgotten, if not known incompletely, that during the Trump administration, the United States literally closed down two of the Chinese embassies, the biggest one being in Houston. And it was really a espionage operation and a repository for everything that China was stealing from the United States. It also is not well known that many times the State Department, under Pompeo, of all places, had often meetings with corporate leaders across the United States trying to say, hey, you are a victim. And if you haven't figured that out, I'm here to tell you that you're a victim. Now, how many Pompeo in the State Department was actually able to reach, I don't know. But it says to me that the United States has our national security apparatus, whatever that is anymore. They know full well of the worming that China has done into our entire country, into our culture, into our business, and they're causing huge damage, least of which we're seeing through what TikTok allows TikTok users to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just, this is big time stuff. There's just no doubt about it. Yeah, this is big time stuff. Well, in the time we have left in this segment, Denise, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I don't know if this whole thing has cooled a little bit, but with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying he's considering Aaron Rodgers for vice president, has that sort of fizzled his whole campaign? I mean, to some degree, I guess people may look for a third party candidate, but how is this announcement, or not an announcement, but how is this report really, what are the ramifications of that now that it's had a couple of days to percolate?
Somewhere between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what this no labels thing is doing, you put those two together and you have a Ross Perot condition.
Sure. But the idea, and that now there's this controversy about Aaron Rodgers, or he's saying on X, he says he didn't say what people are saying he said about the Sandy Hook
issue. He didn't.
Exactly, yeah. But again, it's like one of those things that, it's a lie that gets started and then people,
it works.
Yeah, exactly. But just even in and of itself, though, just the very idea, because, he's not a political person at all, and this kind of thing, does RFK Jr. think that that's a bigger plus than trying to find somebody who's had some, quote, political experience?
I think the appeal of Aaron Rodgers to RFK Kennedy is all things about vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that was pretty much RFK's entire mission set, during COVID. So that is the shingle that RFK has out there, and that's why Aaron Rodgers appeals to him.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, there isn't anything.
All right, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we are going through this hour. It's literally flying by, as always, talking about a lot of great stuff. And when we come back, we can continue with that, but also, of course, taking your telephone calls here at the bottom of the hour. I'll warn with you, stay right there.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way. by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If the cold's right.
So as we mentioned at the top of hour number one this morning, after all that yelling, after all that, you know, drama at the State of the Union, no bump for Joe Biden. So no bump, no surprise, folks. I don't know. I think a lot of Americans were just creeped out by that. And who's this guy yelling at us? Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Lots to talk about as we continue into this bottom of the hour segment. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, with us this morning. Again, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head right over to the telephone lines because our lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree here in March. And so let's head over and let's hear from Jim in Clearwater, who's been patiently waiting to ask you a question or make a comment. Good morning, Jim. You're on the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise, I'm sorry. anyway, I just want to chime in. Why isn't starvation being used as one of the more humane war tactics? It's been happening a long time. They've used that as a tactic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why aren't we dropping fires on Gaza and saying, hey, if you guys will turn in all of your Hamas members, you know, we're going to take care of it.
So, in other words, try to motivate them to say, turn them in and then everything will get better, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think starvation is much better than having a bomb dropped on your head. I mean, at least you do get to live. And it gives people time, you know, to think about what they're doing. You know, like, this thing can end if we can just turn in these Hamas people.
Well, there are rewards out there. Israel has actually issued rewards for anybody in Gaza to turn over or, you know, give some information on where these people are. The the leadership of Hamas is not even, from what I can tell, is not even in Gaza anymore. They're out of country. Probably under the protection of Qatar someplace. Not necessarily in Qatar, by the way. They're probably someplace else. I would argue someplace in Europe. But,
right.
So, the other thing is that you've got these, I mean, Hamas has actually turned into a, if not, I shouldn't say turned into, but they have been for quite some time. They're like a gang, and they're exploiting and making money off of the humanitarian aid that is coming in. It's either coming in by air or it's coming in by truck. Israel let in only 6 trucks yesterday. They have to inspect these trucks. Because not, there could be lots of weapons or lots of other nefarious things in these shipments. So, I mean.
And I might add too, Denise, who do you think is going to eat first? The,
precisely.
The people or the Hamas, the Hamas proper, that kind of thing. Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, in Clearwater, we appreciate your call very much.
I understand his point. I clearly understand his point, and I think a lot of that is happening. That's why there's such a panic over there.
Thank you, Jim. We'll talk again to you again real soon. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Jim in Clearwater, everybody. Let's head over to, we've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
How are you? Good.
Doing great.
All right. I want to just talk about hypothetical election, November election hypothetical. It's a conspiracy theory, perhaps. First, I do buy into some conspiracy theories, but I don't buy into this thing that Putin wants to conquer Western Europe. I'm sorry, I leave that one to the side. But my hypothetical election hypothetical. In November, I think that three of us will agree, the liberal media, the shadow government, and let's not underestimate the shadow government, they would like nothing better than to embarrass Donald Trump, former President Trump. My theory is this, okay? In November, we see the Democrats, retake the House of Representatives. They come away with a 10 to 15 seat advantage, and they expand their advantage in the Senate. In the president's reelection, all right, Donald Trump will win by a razor thin margin. How many times have we heard that term in the past 25 years? I'm sick of hearing about it. Razor thin margin, all right, which would give him no mandate. If that is the situation, if that's the chessboard, he is a dead man walking. The House will impeach him, and the Senate will remove him. And the liberal media and the shadow government
wins.
They're probably drooling over this.
They're plotting that now.
Right now.
They're plotting it.
I'm sure you know they're 10 steps ahead of anything that we could possibly think of right now. So.
Yes.
I don't have any, you know, special talents in clairvoyance. I don't have a crystal ball, but it just came to me the other night.
Yeah. Well, but that's why this has to be overwhelming. It has, in order to succeed, it has to be an overwhelming win. But you're right. I think they would even try to decertify the election or do other kinds of stuff, too. And then they'll be fighting for democracy as opposed to
An
insurrection.
You know, that's another thing. Why doesn't the Republican Party push back on that theme? Okay, are the threat to democracy?
Well, there was a major change here in the RNC and the party, so they've only been in there like a week.
Yeah.
So, just hold on to what they're necessarily planning to do. But that's why I keep saying there needs to be war rooms, and you know that was includes not only Trump and his war room, but I would say that it includes the Republican Governors Association and what they can do. Make a list of you know, it also I would say this: it appears that there is a chance that the Democrats can take over the House, but it also says, you know, the appearance is of today that the Republicans will take the majority in the Senate. On paper, that's kind of the way it's it's looking at this moment. So just hold on to all of this, Neil, and I don't fault you for conspiracy theories, because sometimes you can make them real.
Yeah. Well, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much, and we'll talk to you again here real soon. I think we got a first-time caller, Denise. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from? You're on with Denise Simon.
Hi, it's Joe in Florida.
Hey, Joe. Thank you for calling.
I'd like to highlight one statement that Denise made, which is very true, when she stated, "And Schumer is a Jew." He truly is. However, he's lastly a Jew. First of all,
correct.
He's a progressive Marxist communist that supports a woke society at the White House with his president and his un-American gang of criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Every Jew in America should be outraged by his attack on Bibi Netanyahu,
yes,
especially the neighborhoods in New York City, which I'm very familiar with. And they should be calling for his ouster at the Senate.
Some are.
Yeah, they
Tom
are.
Tom Cotton
there,
is. Yeah. Mitch McConnell, interestingly enough, unloaded on Schumer yesterday. So, yeah, there's a true major grass fire that's happening on the Senate side because of Schumer.
Well, you make
I'm
a good
glad
point,
you made
Joe.
That
yeah.
statement. And I'm glad that McConnell came back at him, too.
He did, in a big way.
And so did Speaker Johnson, too. Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
But every Jew in America should be outraged at his attempted interference with the politics of Israel and its people and trying to defeat terrorism.
They're in a bad neighborhood and no one's ever helped them out, I would argue. But anyway, yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
He's being tarred and feathered right about now.
Yeah, we appreciate the call very much, Joe. And call anytime,
okay,
and we hope
thanks,
to talk
guys.
To you again soon.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, so that's Joe in Florida, everybody. We appreciate the call very much. And, Denise, have we heard anything? I haven't seen anything yet from the White House. Did the White House, react at all to what Schumer said?
No, they're not about to, because let's not forget that Biden himself has complete disdain for Netanyahu.
Right. So they let Schumer go out and say this instead of, and test the waters.
And there isn't anything that Schumer ever says that's not cleared by this White House.
Yeah, no
Let's
kidding.
Get that.
Yeah. Well, Denise Simon, we appreciate you very, very, very much. And we're going to talk to you on the weekend edition.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Take care. We'll have a great Friday morning, Friday day. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And caller hanging on the line, we sure appreciate you, but sorry we couldn't get to you in this segment, but we will talk to you again real soon. We're coming back, everybody. We've got Chris Markowski. We've got a lot of economic things to talk about, interest rates and all kinds of stuff. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists who represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Friday edition continues on, everybody. We made it all the way through the week to the Friday edition. Can you believe that? It's also racing by as always. And we've reached the part of the program, folks, where it's time to talk with Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street, of course. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his radio show, his podcasts, and many more things, of course, about Chris Markowski and all the great things he has to offer. Simply head over to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And now we do have the one and only, our good friend Chris Markowski, on the telephone line. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
All right. Well, you know, Americans, Chris, are facing an awful lot of things right now. They're facing a lot of uncertainty because of, just wondering what the next shoe is going to drop in terms of prices and affordability and so forth. One of the things that we see that is really having a huge problem or huge effect on the economy is housing prices. But a big part of this is not just so much the interest rates that are higher, which cause home buyers to be a little trepidatious about that, but it's the supply. And you've mentioned this before on the program as well. We just don't have enough housing to really drive this market.
No, I mean, that's obviously a major issue. And then there's certain areas of the country where housing is actually coming off the market due to government regulations. For example, New York City, with all its the rent control rates, rent stabilized buildings, the way that the rules work, many landlords out there are saying it's not worth it for me to make the necessary improvements on certain apartments because I can't rent it for enough money, and they're actually taking inventory off the market. That's one of the issues you're having in some of these urban areas. It doesn't make any sense. Why is it that the rents are so high, yet, not as many people are living there, and there's not as many people coming into the city? Well, inventory is coming down. That's one thing. Regulations in other areas of the country can also slow things down. It takes some time. It does. When the costs have gone up, and when builders are forced to make certain types of units that they can't make money on because of various different regulations, it messes with the overall process, and that's part of the problem.
Well, even with the high interest rates, comparatively high, even if, let's say you're a developer, not necessarily for multifamily, but just for single family homes, it would seem to me that it's just not an attractive prospect because those interest rates are so high to go out and get construction loans and this kind of thing. And it just seems like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's hard for things to get better.
Oh, you're right. I mean, there's all of that is part of the problem that you have. In certain areas, it's also workers as well. It's a myriad of things. They've got to get more units that are built, but it is a cost factor. I mean, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and how the average, it's real estate, and it's a big country, and there's different pockets, but for a new home. Right now, for younger people who are looking for homes, it's never been this expensive in the history of our country. Which is where baby boomers bought their homes at four and a half times income. It's now 7.5 times income for a house. A very different scenario for Generation Z than it was for the baby boomers.
Oh, indeed. I've known people. Some of my friends, their parents had bought homes, here in Southern California for really what is a pittance, but that would be back in the 1950s or early 1960s. And then their homes appreciate and they're worth $600,000 or, some ridiculous multiple of what they actually paid back in the day.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Again, there's a lot of time that's involved with that, as well. And, you factor in interest payments and a myriad of other things also. I'm just saying the initial, price right now has gotten very, very high, and it's much, much more difficult for younger people today to get ahead as far as multiples based upon what they're making to the way it was for, prior generations, two generations ago.
Indeed. Now, there's a chief economist over at SMBC Nikko. His name is Joe Lavrona, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But he's predicting a recession, or the odds are very high, he says, pointing to, consumer spending could really start to drop off. Unemployment could also become an issue. And he's putting this idea at about 49% to 51%. But, basically saying that any kind of scenario that's a, quote, no landing scenario is silly. So it's in other words, it's got to come down somewhere, right?
I never really trust government numbers anyway. I mean, we technically had two quarters of economic growth, not too long ago, but they didn't call it a recession. Do I think that's more than likely in the cards? Yeah, I do. I do see that being part of the issue. But, again, I'm not one of those people that is, looking, under every rock, around every corner, couch cushions for recessions. I don't do that. They happen. It's not going to change my philosophy and how I go about the companies that I'm investing in. I think, it's part of the problem. And if you even take a look at the White House's estimates moving forward, growth is very muted right now moving forward. And that's not a good thing.
Well, you know, turning to business in general, or a particular business that we've talked about before, and that's the airline manufacturing business, in particular Boeing. It seems to me, Chris, that Boeing has enough problems as it is, but to come out and say we can't find the security footage or something of who might have worked on the door that deleted door that was didn't have any bolts on it that came off in mid-flight, that to me is just going to be a larger catastrophe for Boeing at this point.
I've mentioned this years ago, and I'm going to say it again. You know, Boeing needs to be broken up. This is a national disgrace. If this was any other type of company, people would be thrown in jail at this point in time. It's patently absurd, but it's not, because Boeing is too big to fail. It's way too tied in to government. It's a landing spot from people in government and also, you know, people in the military for basically no-show jobs after they decide to leave working for the government. You know, what has taken place over the past 7-8 years is ridiculous. I mean, you know, you get it. Not only did you overwrite the camera footage, for some reason you can't find the worker, and well, then you say the worker is too sick to testify. I mean, this is nuts. I mean, it really is. And then you got the whistleblower in between depositions killing himself. Did Boeing, call up the Clintons and ask for help or something like that? I mean, this is patently absurd. What's going on at this point in time? This is a company that needs to be broken up. It's a national embarrassment. It's a global embarrassment.
Well, yeah, I think you're really onto something, because again, it's hard to have credibility. It's almost like, well, which is it? You can't find him, or he's too sick. You know, that it's that kind of thing. It's too much runaround on something that the consumers, the public. You know, we all get on an airplane from time to time, and to have that kind of in fact, I saw a report earlier. There's something about you could try to figure out how not to get on one of the MAX 9s or something if you're going to book an airline ticket. I mean, people are going to start working around this stuff if they can.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. Again, you also take a look at just how bad our media is here. I go to a lot of sources when I'm doing my prep work, and news outlet out there that does a really good job of journalism is Al Jazeera. They actually got a hidden camera. Now you can go watch the video. This should be on national news. They got a hidden camera inside the South Carolina plant, and they're talking to the workers there that are swearing up and down that they wouldn't fly on one of these planes and wouldn't allow their families to. Also talking about all the drug use that takes place at the South Carolina plant and how it's a great place to get really good weed.
Oh, my gosh. That's obviously shocking, to say the least, in a big way.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, don't be surprised. You want to see how bad all the media outlets are here. You know, why are you not covering this? Why are you not doing this type of work?
Good question. Well, Chris Markowski, it's been great this week, and we're going to talk to you again on Monday, so you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there. Find out more about Chris. And, folks, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to come right back. And when we do, we're going to have Frank Silvato. Hour number 3, now officially in the books. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.